Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. And I'm soon to be a comedian again. I've had a bit of a break since, I don't know, about November. I think that was when my last gig was. And I've got my first one back on Sunday. So I'm getting very nervous. I definitely have a bit of imposter syndrome when it comes to comedy, even though I have a shelf of trophies and things that I've won, which would indicate that I can't be that bad. But in my head, well, that's the point. I get in my head and I probably don't need to. I was listening to something interesting today, actually. It was a Lewis Howes podcast and they were talking about, is it Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and how on top of his game he is. In fact, this is going to be so hard to condense this down. But they were talking about a study that evidenced that our brain predicts 7 seconds ahead, or up to 7 seconds ahead. So Michael Jordan was operating at 2 to 3 seconds ahead, meaning he could see what was coming and predict what was coming and just be everywhere. Quite how you do that, I don't know. That bit wasn't forthcoming in the podcast, or at least if it was, I didn't hear it. It was a very long podcast and I do struggle to focus, shall we say? That sounds awful, doesn't it? But I do struggle to focus a bit. But that piqued my interest. And they did the experiment by showing people pictures of nice things and bad things and measuring their brain. And it showed showed that people were starting to predict whether it was going to be good or bad coming next. So that was rather interesting. And I thought about how you can apply that to comedy. And I didn't really come up with anything. That would have been a great podcast, wouldn't it, if I'd have come up with something. I do think there must be times where I get in that space because there's certain gigs and I just can't describe them with words. It's really difficult because it's a feeling. But there's certain gigs where you just get into the role. I call it that rolling laugh and it's palpable. You can feel it. But quite what gets an audience into that state, I've yet to figure out. But I'm now thinking maybe it's something to do with this 7 second rule. So I've only got to figure that out between now and Sunday and I'll be storming it away. Chances are it's going to be dire. I'm actually thinking, shall I try and write a little new bit? And might as well test a new bit. It's a open mic. There's a prize, I think, for winning. It is a competition. Not I'm there for that. Well, of course I am. I'm a Sagittarian. What do you expect? There's a prize. I want it. But I think I should push myself out of my comfort zone a bit. I haven't written anything new for such a long time and maybe Sunday is the day to do it. And then I can report back on Monday that I'm a genuine comedian doing new material. Speaking of new material, I've just watched, well, I don't know whether it's new or not, but I've just watched the Jimmy Carr thing about making comedians laugh. They have to not laugh basically for 6 hours. And I've just watched the whole season. And it culminated in, I'm not going to say because it would be a spoiler, but it culminated in obviously the comedians that were left. One of them was just telling jokes that they'd written and one of them was just hilarious, absolutely hilarious. It was, I'm going to tell you this joke and you can watch the season yourself to work out who it was, but it was, there's a guy behind a gravestone and I said, morning. And he said, no, just having a shit. I shouldn't laugh because I really don't do toilet humour, but that one just tickled me. I love that, playing with words. I thought it was very funny. Anyway, that's that. Not much else to say. I did go and see Novocaine last night, which was a black comedy, and it was just so silly. It was about a guy who couldn't feel pain, and his girlfriend had been kidnapped, and he was trying to solve the crime and get to her, and there was obviously an awful lot of violence, comedy violence, huge amount of violence, and of course he couldn't feel any of it. Utterly silly, and yeah, it just got progressively gorier and gorier as it went on, and yeah, quite even though, like I say, it was a black comedy, it wasn't to be taken seriously, it still made you cringe in places. So that's my only cinema trip. Mind you, it's only been a couple of days, isn't it? I did have a look, actually. I was wondering whether to go and see Snow White. I'd sort of said, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to boycott it because everybody seems to be boycotting it. And you know me, I'm a sheep. But it's actually gone from our cinema. So I think they've given up on it. Because the few times that I did look at the seating, it was empty. So it genuinely has been trashed, which is interesting because I fear that that's the lead actress's career gone down the swanee, because nobody's going to put her in a film again. She single-handedly ruined the whole film for, you think about those hundreds of people that have worked on that movie. It's a real shame for them, but you know, that's showbiz when you get the casting wrong. Much love and gratitude.